I would say the biggest impact is that he succeeded despite his liabilities. And I think that's a main factor in why he was so much beloved then and still to this day. I try to address that in the final chapter of the book. I don't know how well I do it. But he was arguably the most popular person in the country when he was alive, especially during the 20s and 30s. He transcended the popularity of most presidents, and obviously the 20s was a time for heroes. There's a lot of the mass psychology about how we wanted to pull ourselves out of the malaise of the, you know, the quote-unquote Great War, and I think there's a lot of historical truth to that. So he had a tendency to lionize people of that era, the sports stars of the 20s, Jack Dempsey, and people of that sort, and then Bobby Jones, golfer, Bill Tilden, Red Grange, the football player. We did tend to want to elevate them, but with Ruth, it was more so than anyone else. And number one, he probably was the best performer on the field of any of them, even allowing for the differences in the sport. But I think it was his on-field performance, his showmanship, and then I think the last factor was his humble beginnings. I think people looked at him as he grew older, and because of the fact that he really did not know how to train. It wasn't for lack of effort. And there isn't time to go into that, but believe me when I tell you there's ample evidence to indicate that he was given the exact wrong information about how to train. They actually forbade him from running. They had this mixed notion. It was 180 degrees opposite of what they should have been telling him, but his manager used to tell him to save his legs. And they used to stop him from running. So, obviously, as he got older, he put on more and more weight, and then people would see this fellow with this bloated physique, and they knew about his humble beginnings. And I think he gave people hope. They looked around, and they saw this guy. He was living life, enjoying it. He was the most popular person in the country. He was the greatest athlete the nation had yet produced. And they looked at this fellow, and they said, look what he did with all his imperfections. And I think that was his great impact. He gave people hope, and I think that's carried over to the present day.